Time now to talk a little bit of racing with Adam Pengilly. Some major news yesterday involving increases in prize money to New South Wales races and also the Kosciuszko. Adam.
Morning, Laurie. Yeah. Morning, Jimmy. Yeah, massive news yesterday from Racing New South Wales. An extra $24 million annually will be pumped into prize money across New South Wales. That covers all sectors from metro to provincial to country races. That includes highway races on the weekend, which is a huge boost for the industry. I suppose the majority of that prize money has sort of been concentrated on horses running fourth to tenth. So it's not just at the top end of the scale for the connections of horses that run first, second and third, which is really good, especially in the city. I know probably the biggest bugbear for a lot of people in town over the last few years has been sort of small field sizes in Sydney on a Saturday. Hopefully this will help rectify the situation, push those average field sizes above 10 to make a better betting product. And I suppose the second part of the big announcement yesterday was the announcement of the inaugural Kosciuszko to be run on the Everest Day later this year. $1.3 million race for bush-only horses to be run the same day as the Everest on October 13 this year. And the concept is fascinating, but in terms that just the general punters like ourselves, probably any person that goes down to a pub can buy a raffle ticket to try and own a horse in the Kosciuszko. If your horse comes out or your ticket comes out in September, you can negotiate with slot holders from some of the best country horses in regional New South Wales and then get a share of the prize money in the Kosciuszko later this year. So that's going to be a fascinating concept. It's good to try and get other people involved in the sport who ordinarily might not be inclined to try and get involved in a race day like this and hopefully sharing some of the prize money later in the year.
How good is it? Like the only suggestion that we had here was that maybe they should have been given out in Wonka bars, but apart from that, it's a little bit like that. Care to think the $6 favourite presently at the market that's up at tab.com.au. So if you're one of the slot holders, one of the 12, let the negotiations begin. When is that drawn?
September, mid-September.
Mid-September, there you go. Yeah, right, okay.
3 months to buy tickets at this stage.
All right. Every time you have a win at the tab, make sure you collect a couple of tickets for the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, I know Elle Daly will be buying a few tickets in that one, Adam. What's happening with Winx, mate?
Yeah, she's going to have her first barrier trial, Laurie, the spring campaign on Monday at Rose Hill. I had a quick chat to Chris Waller yesterday, and he said he cannot fight her at all. Everything's A-OK with her. This will be the first of probably two trials she'll have before resuming in the Winx or the renamed Winx Stakes. It used to be the old Warwick Stakes in mid-August. Chris sort of suggested she won't be able to do too much on Monday. She'll be given a pretty soft time, but under Hughie Bowman, I imagine she just coast her line under her own steam, probably run midfield somewhere. Then he'll amp it up a little bit closer towards her next trial to get her ready for that Winx Stakes. So yeah, everything's in good order with Winx at the moment, boys.
I saw her on social media doing the physio session and the stretching. Did you see that yesterday? Winx was doing the stretching. The bloke was taking her through her stretches. Yeah, amazing. Tony McAvoy, that incredible run at Balaclava comes to an end.
Yeah, I found this fascinating, Jimmy. 13 runners in a row he sent out at Balaclava down there in South Australia and 13 winners. That streak ended yesterday, which was a little bit unfortunate for Tony, but that's a remarkable statistic. That's 13 runners in a row and not get a horse beaten. I know Tony's probably the biggest stable easily down there in Adelaide. He had a lot of those horses started on as odds on pop, so I suppose punters suggest most of those horses should have won, but it's a great achievement for Tony to have 13 in a row. And I know the 7 o'clock news is coming up, boys. I just want to make a quick shout-out to Mario on his last day with the big sports breakfast, the man that makes the magic behind the scenes to get the show going. It's not many, too many people I pick up the phone for at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning I enjoy speaking to, but he's one of them. So just want to wish Mario all the best, boys, on his last day at the big sports breakfast. I think after almost 20 years, is it, boys?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Adam, well said. We'll probably start the flood of calls coming in now because, as you say, all the callers ring in. The first point of contact is Mario. And moving on after today, which we were going to do something special a little bit later on in the program. You've let the cat out of the bag, mate, but no problem on that. I'm sure he appreciates your sentiments.
Yeah, I wish him all the best, though. He'll obviously be a friend of the show for many years to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good on you, Adam.